The late filmmaker Luis Buñuel summed up his religious views when he proclaimed, "Thank God I'm an atheist." This can be a difficult season for even the most self-assured of non-believers, and more young people identify themselves as atheists. That trend has given rise to so-called atheist chaplains at some colleges and universities. NPR's Tovia Smith visited with one such chaplain at Harvard, and she has this report.
Every year as the holidays approach, the issues for atheists begin to bubble up.
You know, is there a way that we could have a holiday party but not celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ? I don't know.
Amanda Shapiro, president of the Harvard Humanist Society, leads about a dozen fellow students into a virtual minefield where even sugar cookies and jingle bells ignite controversy. There are the nostalgic types, like sophomore Dan Robinson.
Some of the best songs are sort of, you know, like, God rest you, merry gentlemen, silent night. You know, these are explicitly religious. But I don't see why, if we're not fearing sort of blaspheming the church of atheism, why we can't sort of reference to it in a song. I mean, why don't we take back Christmas from the Christians, I would say.
But others cringe at the very notion. Humanist philosophy focuses on the abilities and responsibilities of humanity and rejects the existence of a supernatural God. Freshman Lewis Ward says Christmas carols would, at the very least, need a major edit to reflect that.
We could always write our own versions, just keep the tune to the old ones.
But why do we have to? I mean, like, you can listen to My Sharona without believing in the existence of Sharona. It's a song.
A freshman, you know, in the back, Kelly Bodwin, nods in agreement.
I think that saying I'm not going to listen to Silent Night because it is a religious song is the equivalent of saying, like, I'm not going to honor my father and mother because it's a commandment. Like,
Greg, you as our resident humanist expert.
Well, I would say, you know, I like.
All eyes turn to Harvard's humanist chaplain, Greg Epstein, a gentle, bald man with a distinctly rabbinical manner of offering guidance.
And so, you know, the desire to hear a haunting, beautiful melody that I associate with all kinds of wonderful things may be something that I need at this time.
And that's okay, Epstein says, even for an atheist. He points to his menorah and explains how even he lights Hanukkah candles and chants humanist versions of the blessings.
Religion doesn't own singing. And religion certainly doesn't own candles and trees and presents. And, I mean, you know, don't give me a break. That's throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
It's a tension simmering in the broader atheist community as well. On one side is what Epstein calls the unholy trinity of popular atheist writers like Sam Harris, Christopher Hitchens, and Richard Dawkins, who take a hardline stance against religion and all things religious. On the other side is what some have slammed as Epstein's softer, more ecumenical brand of humanism.
It's, in a sense, Gen X humanism for the passionately confused.
R. Joseph Hoffman is with the Center for Inquiry, which organizes atheist campus groups. He says holiday symbols and ceremonies send a mixed message that hurts the humanist cause.
When you find people who think they can have it all and sacrifice nothing, or take it all in, irrespective of its origin, its history, its religious associations, and still think that you've got something called humanism on your hands, is naive.
Still, even Hoffman acknowledges Epstein's appeal. Hundreds of students show up for his events. Epstein says that's because he offers the kind of fellowship and community they might otherwise get from a church or synagogue.
You know, it's not enough to just tear down and destroy religion. You know, there's still a void. You know, there's still a sense that we need something. And humanism is that something.
Epstein dreams of a day when humanist congregations will have their own church equivalents, offering their own brand of services and Sunday school, and their own songs and liturgy for everything from funerals to births.
So good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm Greg Epstein. I've been invited here today for this.
For now, Epstein improvises, like at this baby-naming and tree-planting ceremony.
May the days of your life be rich and full. May you radiate with the power of human possibilities.
It doesn't work for everyone. As one atheist put it, it sounds like religion and smells like religion. But as Epstein sees it, if humanism is starting to look like religion, it's because religion is changing, not because humanism is.
200 years ago, rabbis and ministers preached about the next world and about the resurrection of the dead. And now, in most congregations in this country, if you start giving a sermon about the resurrection of the dead, you get fired because people want something that's more humanistic these days. So it's not that I'm going to them. It's a lot of ways that they've come to me.
But as tensions increase between Epstein's brand of humanism and what's been called a more orthodox stance, the irony is not lost on Epstein that it's all beginning to feel a lot like religious denominations of atheism. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.